The LED court at Big Blue Madness is just more proof as to why Kentucky is the best program in college hoops. That's going to be the conversation on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Kentucky Wildcats on SI, joined as always by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, you're heading up to Cincinnati this evening. You're not going to be at Banners. What's the deal there? Don't want to come see your buddies for Thursday night football?
No, it's not that. I have a regional meeting up in Cincy that I got to go attend.
I mean, but I thought that you were assistant to the regional manager.
No,
or are
I'm
you
not.
Assistant regional manager?
I'm not Dwight Schrute. No, okay. I'm not.
Okay, fair enough. You're the AARM. But, Carson, have you seen the videos of the LED basketball court?
Yeah, those are pretty insane.
Is that or is that not the coolest thing you've ever seen in the history of the universe?
And I think it's even cooler that it's like interactive too.
Oh yeah.
So like the NBA had it for the skills challenge and the like all of their all-star festivities this past year. It was used there and one other place, I think, but I can't remember. But it's never been seen before in college basketball. And they said there's still some more tricks up Pope's sleeve for Big Blue Madness.
I can't wait for that, by the way. I cannot wait for that.
It stinks we can't camp out to get tickets.
Hey, there's no such thing as can't. You do what you want to do. You go camp on
No,
stuff,
they aren't letting in-person tickets be distributed because of the new Memorial Coliseum. Reconstruction.
Why don't you just camp out anyway? Who's going to stop you besides maybe the police?
Buy them on Ticketmaster in front of Memorial Coliseum.
That's what I'm saying. Camp out to buy them on Ticketmaster. I'm sure the Wi-Fi there is great. But, you know, to me, and people are going to listen to this and be like, oh, here these guys go talking again. Oh, Kentucky's the best pro, whatever. This stuff matters. Like, we're not just sitting here yapping about Kentucky being such a good program to yap about it. The reason this matters is because this helps in recruiting. This is going to be so cool. I don't think people like fully are taking in how awesome this is. I like literally can't wait to see this in person. And this stuff matters in recruiting. You got to think about it. When you're recruiting high school players, I mean, we're talking about 16, 17, 18-year-olds. You know, this stuff matters to recruits. This stuff matters to the players and the team. I mean, I'm older and this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Now I also have the mental age of a 4-year-old, but that's besides the point. It's just, you know, it's this stuff is cool, Carson. And I believe, like, do you genuinely believe this helps Kentucky on the recruiting trail?
Yeah, definitely. I think any way to get ahead of your competition in any sense is a positive. So being the first school to do this, and I'm sure there'll be others to follow.
Yeah. Followers.
But we are the pioneers. We are Kentucky. We are number one. It's really exciting, and it is going to help on the recruiting trail because it shows me that Pope is thinking in the future for future sense because he wants to be ahead of the curve and wants to have a step up with these guys.
Yeah. I'm completely with you on that. And I just think little things matter. Little things matter in life. Little things matter in recruiting. The little details always matter, and Coach Pope seems to be knocking those out of the ballpark so far. And, I mean, you got to put yourself – once again, for those that are listening to us talk about this right now and you're saying to yourself, well, you know, I mean, who cares? It's just gimmicky. It doesn't matter. Put yourself in the shoes of a 17-year-old five-star recruit. You know what I mean? And put yourself in the shoes of you're going to be in Rupp Arena with a ton of screaming fans, with an LED court, with music and the players and pictures and all this cool, put yourself in that. I don't know how you can't look at that and just go like, this is what I want. And recruits, I mean, I went on like two to little tiny 800 people, but I'm serious. I'm okay. Stop laughing at me. I'm serious. Like, what is funny about that? That is just a genuine comment.
It's not funny because I'm proud of you for getting to that point. But it's like, you know, those people who commit. I don't know. I just feel like when the
no, go ahead, let's hear it, Mr.
People on Twitter commit to smaller schools. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, just take away all my hard work. But like, I'm serious. Like going on those, and no, it's not Kentucky. We're talking about like JUCO with nine people in there. But like when I did that, it was like the couple I went on. I picked a school based on the visit. Like I didn't pick it on, like, that's what I based on, like what I liked about it. And it matters. And obviously this isn't the scale of Kentucky or other things, but like that stuff matters. And it matters to these recruits. Okay. You got to get that smirk off your face. I'm going to jump through this screen and scissor kick you in the throat.
I'm sorry. I can't take it. I'm pumped. I think it'll pay dividends in the recruiting trail. And I'm excited to see what else they have in store, because there's been chatter about maybe some other things that they have in store. So hopefully it's some stuff college basketball world's never seen before, because I know that there will be recruits watching. That's for sure. I know a Caden Lewis will be watching probably if he's not committed by then, and Caleb Wilson will be watching as well. So it can only be a positive.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you on that. We're going to talk about some recruiting. We're going to kind of, okay, you got to get, I can't deal with this.
Pipe down. We're good.
All right, here we go.
We're good.
Yeah. We went pipsqueak. We went there. But like, I'm just excited to see how these recruits react to this. I'm really anxious to see that, because I think it's going to fire people up.
I agree. And it'll be cool to see what they do with the court. Cause I think there's a lot of different things you can do with a court like that. Like the NBA had like a 4-point line. They had like, it was a bunch of crazy stuff. So it'll be cool to see how they incorporate that throughout Big Blue Madness.
Yeah. You're completely right about that. It gets me like, and I think even the fan excitement is like, I know the fans are fired up to see this. I'm fired up to see it. I cannot wait to see what they do with this. And, you know, being the first at things is huge. I mean, it's really, really, important. You know, being the first.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Yes. Thank you, Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby.
Very true. Very nice. But that's why, you know, being innovators, right? Carson, you were the first ever person to do a backflip. I was trying to think of something to make fun of you, and I couldn't, because you're sitting here smirking at me. I couldn't think of anything clever. I've been trying for like two minutes. Yeah,
it's hard to.
No, I'll come back to this. We'll revisit.
No, no.
But, you know, being the first to do something in a situation like this, being innovators matters, and that's what Kentucky's doing, and that's what Kentucky's done. That's why they've recruited well, and that's why they will continue to recruit well. So this has me fired up, Carson. I think that's really all we can hit on this, but I mean, any other thoughts on that before we talk about a little bit of recruiting?
No, I'm stoked. I'm excited because I think I'll probably go. So getting to see it firsthand, and then we're getting closer to the blue white game actually, and we should probably talk about that a little bit. That one will be cool because it's all the proceeds are going to the NIL fund.
Yeah.
For that game. And it's not going to be like a blue-white game in the past where it was basically like just an all-star game where they just run up and down the court and dunk every time. Pope and the coaches are actually going to run a full practice, and they're going to be mic'd up during it. So they're going to be able to, like, you're going to hear them teach the players like what they're doing. I think it'll be a really cool thing.
Yeah, it'll be interactive, like where you can see what's going on. I agree with you on that. So, Carson, and I cannot remember now, when did the Braylon Mullen stuff come out? Did that come out before or after Tuesday?
I think it was after Tuesday, after our podcast.
Do you want to break?
Or wait, no, it might have been before. No, it was before.
Was it?
We talked about it a little bit, I'm pretty sure. But either way.
Yeah, we did. Right, we did. But it's important here. So
yeah.
What other – do you have any recruiting nuggets for us today?
No, I mean, not – I'm feeling more and more confident about a Caden Lewis by the day. And that's huge because I think he's the best true point guard in the class.
Yeah,
and that will only help with Caleb Wilson, as you've seen on social media. You're getting closer to your dream class here, and it's a good thing. But it stinks Braylon cut UK, but I kind of saw that coming ever since we got Jasper. It was the fit just was never really
it's
there.
It's harder. He would have to come here to not play as big of a role if we didn't get Jasper. And I don't know, you know, who wants to sign up for that? Speaking of Jasper, Carson, speaking of Jasper Johnson, once again, I try to give everybody, listen, it's Thursday, which means it's almost Friday. You want it to feel like Friday? Then, we can find it going over to Kentucky Wildcats on SI. There's an article up there about Jasper's performance in his first game with Overtime Elite, and he was damn good. And you can, on that article, I heard this like genius billionaire playboy wrote it. I don't know the guy's name, but
yeah, he was really good at high school baseball, if you haven't heard.
Here he goes. But it was on there. I mean, just start throwing boff strays. I can't take them on it. It's too much. Start throwing that way.
Where's it's Thursday. You know, it's an energy day.
I know it is. But on that article, we've got, you know, the highlight videos from Jasper. And Carson, he was incredible, man. I mean, everything. Talk about his stat line, Carson. What did you like from his performance in his first OTE game?
Yeah, he had 27 points, 6 rebounds, and 0 turnovers. So out of a guard, that's really darn good. And what I love is if he can rebound like that at the next level, that brings a whole new idea of what Jasper Johnson can be. Because him grabbing a board and taking it the full length of the court, because he's in those highlights, he's that fast. Like he beats guys off the dribble like nothing. He's quick. And so him grabbing the ball and taking it the full court, it's going to be hard to stop. And then you get to the best part of his game, which is his shooting. And in those highlights, it's hard because I was like, dang, am I watching baby James Harden or who is this?
Yeah.
He is very, very good at shooting and very good at creating his own shot, which is huge.
Well, they call you baby Dirk. Yeah, I mean, you got that step back fadeaway. But, you know, what got me fired up by watching Jasper in this game, Carson, I'm serious, top to bottom, did he make some threes? Sure. We know he can shoot. What I loved was watching him go to the rim with authority. Because players, I don't like one-dimensional players. I just don't. I don't like guys who are one-trick ponies. They're only good at one thing. It's just, you like players who can do a lot. I mean, for example, like, I don't even want to say his name, I feel like, but like a Gaulke, that's a great example. He only shoots threes. Literally, he's the best example of that ever because he literally only shoots threes.
He shot like 2 2-pointers the whole season.
And the point is, you know, like, now, no disrespect to him, but I'm just saying, like, I like players that can do it all. They are a threat anywhere. All that does is make you a better shooter. Like, in that game, he was making threes where he had to, like, throw it sideways and, like, off the, you know, because he can't get open because there's no threat of him putting the ball on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is why I think having a player like Johnson, who we keep hearing about how he's an elite shooter, and he is, but he puts the ball on the ground and gets the rim, Carson.
It's elite, too. It's not just, just like he's okay at doing it. He is elite at taking the ball to the rim, and his float game is unreal.
Yeah.
So he can stop and give you the little float over the big guy. And he's 6'5", which people don't realize, but he's full-fledged 6'5", and that's 2 inches taller than De'Aaron Fox. So he is a big guard that can move quickly. He's going to be an issue.
Yeah, I just every time I watch him play the game of basketball, I get more and more excited about what he's going to bring to Lexington. I saw a 2026 mock draft today that, I mean, obviously you can throw that out the window, but still it's something. I mean, he's regarded right now. He was the number 16 pick. Like, he's looked at as a first round pick. Ironically, Malachi was 23, which I do not see that happening. Still interesting to talk about, but I don't see that happening. But I mean, I believe Jasper Johnson will be a lottery pick with his size at the guard position, ability to shoot, speed, and athleticism. He can defend. I mean, what more are you asking for in a guard at the next level? But I also think he's a guard that's built for college basketball. He's not a guy that's, you know, well, he's built for the NBA. You know, he's built for any style of basketball you need him to play.
I agree. And he's not just an athletic beat you off the dribble, dunk on your face guy. Like,
but he can.
He has skill to his game. He can do that.
Exactly.
But he has skill and finesse to his game. kind of like that. That little float game reminds me of Luka, like where he gets in there and he just knows what he's doing. He's so crafty that he always gets good looks.
Yeah.
And Jasper reminds me a lot of that.
You mean the son of Kerr Kreisha, Luka Doncic?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a great example. You know, watching Luka Doncic play, the way he plays, he's super slow and methodical around the rim, but he can speed up when he needs to, and that's what makes him so effective. Jasper's so fast that when he slows down and when he creates space for himself, he's just special, man.
It's the players that can play fast but also go down to their own pace and be methodical and actually know the game enough to get easy looks and open looks. Yeah. And that will help out a team and any player.
Yeah. I'm with you. Anything you want to talk about football wise, anything else you want to bring up before we move on to the Godfather?
Yeah, we should talk a little bit more about Ole Miss, I guess. I'm going to take Kentucky to cover the 17-point spread. I think defensively we're going to hold them. I think our lines of scrimmage, like running wise, is better. We run the ball pretty well. I think we'll be able to keep the game low enough scoring to where we can hang with them and give ourselves a chance. Ole Miss is very undisciplined, which could help us, leading to longer, like, second and 20, you know, third and 20, to where they maybe would force a turnover. They're not, like, 91st, or they give up 91 penalty yards a game. That's what it is. So that's not very good. So if we can capitalize on their undisciplinedness, if that's even a word, then we can maybe win the game.
Look at you, Scrabble.
Scrabble.
I mean, no, I'm definitely with you on all points there. I'm kind of buying into us covering the spread. I'm not buying into us winning the game. Now, there's two ways this can go for that to play out the way I'm talking about. One, you can – it's one of those games where it never feels like you're in it. But
like a backdoor cover is what you're saying.
Oh, we lost by 14. Or there's the – it's a tight game and you lose a tight game, but you cover. I kind of have a feeling it's going to be the backdoor cover route. I don't – the thing about
– I'm going more for the straight-up cover, I think. That's what I'm feeling in this game.
So I went on Locked On Ole Miss to talk about this game, and and I kind of talked about that. I said, if Kentucky goes down 14-0 early, this game's over. That's not the way they play football. They will not come back from deficits. The way they play football is mucking stuff up, making it ugly. They want to make games ugly. Georgia needs to be the blueprint for this game. You just got to come out on the winning side of it.
I think Brad White's been doing a good job of it recently, but I think you got to send pressure at Dart and make him make plays.
And I still think you should try and push the ball downfield some, but I do agree you do not want
to. You need to test the defense. You need to test their defense because they're unproven. You don't know if they're good or not.
But you don't want to get into a shootout with Ole Miss. I'm telling you.
No, not at all. You need to control clock as much as you can.
So yes, take the downfield shot because what we saw against Georgia, you need touchdowns. You need points.
You need points.
But take the downfield shots, but slow the game down too. You know, I mean, take the shots on second and two because you know you can pick up third and two if you don't hit it. Like take the shots
you need to take the shots, and then play good otherwise.
Yeah. How about this? How about just win?
Yeah.
Just win.
How about just win?
Just win the dang game. Is this hurricane going to hit Mississippi at all, by the way? Mm-hmm. Is this hurricane going to hit?
Oh, no, that's what I was thinking. I don't know. But that would only be a plus for us if it did.
You don't know hurricane. You just don't.
Helena.
I thought it was Helene.
There might be Helene.
Oh, you don't know. Yeah, see, you don't
know. Is that Pam's mom from The Office?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Helene, yeah. Wasn't there a song? Didn't Michael Scott do a song about that? I clicked Oxford, Ohio. It's at Oxford, Mississippi. Let's just hop on the weather app. Find out about it. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day in Oxford, Mississippi. A great day to pound some Sprites. No, yeah, it looks like rain's not going to be a factor, according
to... That would have helped us.
I know. It would have helped us.
Yeah, that would have been big.
There's also going to be... The UV index is going to be 5. So if that makes you feel better about us covering, sun's going to set at 6:48. Maybe that makes you feel better about us covering.
Well, I was hoping.
Humidity's 51%. So you start telling me visibility 17 miles so that you're able to clearly see.
Wildcats today starring Bill Mack.
Bill Mack. Yeah, fair enough. Bill Mack's the GOAT, man. I mean, they're undisputed, number one. Like, there's, yeah, seriously. All right, now we got to hear from the Godfather. You've seen him. You know him. It's Big Mike. Comes on the show here and there. The Wildcats today, Godfather, Big Mike, Lock of the Day, coming your way right here.
Hello, everybody. This is Michael Collins, Wildcats Today, special guest appearance. We're going to start doing these probably weekly, but if you don't see my face, it's because I've gotten cold on the betting streak. So some may call me the Godfather of betting, and that's why they're bringing me in to bring you the Wildcats Today Lock of the Week. And for this week, we're going to keep it in the SEC, okay? You know, everybody's like, Kirby Smart, he's going to come in. He doesn't have to worry about Saban anymore. But guess what? They're still playing in Bryant-Denny, and it's still Alabama, and Jalen Milroe is still the quarterback. Give me Alabama plus 2.5. Lock it in. Good luck, everybody. Please gamble responsibly.
There it is. There's the Wildcats Today Lock of the Week.
You get a Roll Tide from Collins. He's going all in on the Crimson Tide this weekend.
Boff is also rolling with the Tide based on
– I'm rolling with the Tide as well. I think Bama's going to get it done this weekend. That game's going to be awesome.
Do you have another Lock of the Week? We're going to have all our buddies give us a Lock of the Week, and we're going to start it. We did not do a good job of fully playing it. I have my Lock of the Week. What's your Lock of the Week?
Nash's Lock of the Week is – money line, it's BYU at Baylor. I think BYU gets it done. They're looking like a hot team right now. Their quarterback is really, really good. So I think they beat Baylor at Baylor.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Here's the deal. Lock of the day, stone cold century of the week of the day. Texas A&M covers -4 at home against Arkansas. Arkansas is a not good football team who played a worser football team on Saturday and made them look like they were good because of a million turnovers. Arkansas is not good. Their defense isn't good. Texas A&M is playing pretty good football of late, beating a bad Florida team. Didn't look great last week, but Texas A&M covers -4 at home against Arkansas.
What's their QB situation right now?
Arkansas or A&M?
A&M. Didn't they lose Wigman or –
Yeah, their backup is Marcel Reed. He's like kind of nasty. He's a redshirt freshman. He runs a lot. He's fast. He's the runs, not like the runs in your shorts.
That was a good one.
But no, he's good. So I like A&M to cover that line.
Honestly. All right. So you Any got other- it, guys. And like Mike said, please gamble responsibly.
But last thing, Carson, putting you on the spot. Who scores first touchdown tonight? Giants, Cowboys.
CD Lamb.
See, there's no value in that.
Mark it down. He's scoring it.
No. It was always Wan'Dale Robinson. Boom. Please don't bet that. It will not be Wan'Dale Robinson. But we love you, Wan'Dale. All right. That's going to do it for this week here on the Wildcats Today podcast. We'll be back at you next week. I'll be out of town, but we'll be doing the podcast.
I'll be vacation, Andrew.
Yeah, I'll be like you when you were at Hilton Head. I'll have a Mai Tai in my hand, a Sprite Mai Tai, and a fishing pole in my other hand, and we'll be doing it. It'll be great. So we'll be coming at y'all next week to break down what happens against Ole Miss, talk about some basketball stuff. We're really getting close to the start of the season. Hope everyone has an outstanding weekend, and we will see y'all on Tuesday right here on the Wildcats Today podcast.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.